Welcome to Shom Machshov on the Daf, your sponsor, Luyunishmas, Ham Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph speaks about the story of Eldo Dumeidot. As a background, Am Yisrael are complaining of the fact that they didn't have meat to eat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that he can't take it anymore. He needs help. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, bring Shivim Skenim that they will help you out. As the Gemara brings, Eldo Dumeidot stayed in the Machane, they didn't come out, they didn't feel they are appropriate to get the Nevuah, and then they got a special Nevuah. What was the special Nevuah? Brings the Gemara three opinions. One opinion is, they said, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnes. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Nifter, Yeshua is going to be Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Second opinion, they said the Slav is coming. That's the meat, that's a solution for the meat. And the third opinion is, that they said there will be a Mechemez Goig U'mogoig B'achr Sayyamim in Eretz Yisrael. What is the connection between these three? And specifically the one of Goig U'mogoig. What does Shaykh as Goig U'mogoig to hear? So the Maral in Chiddush HaGadol explains it a little bit. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu complained that he needs help, that it's too heavy on him to carry the load of Klal Yisrael. So that's the first of who is Moshe Rabbeinu is not taking Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have that load. The second thing is, the Slav, is the fact that Am Yisrael complained, we have a solution for that. And the third thing is Goig U'mogoig, so explains the Maharal, the Goig U'mogoig represents the Shivim Umois, and the Taklas of Goig U'mogoig is that Am Yisrael will be able to overcome the Shivim Umois. And what gives Am Yisrael the power to overcome the Shivim Umois is the Shivim Skenim. We have Shivim Skenim. It's the power of 70. That gives the Koyach of Am Yisrael to overcome Shivim Umois. So that's why now we're mentioning Goig U'mogoig. To explain this a little more, we'll bring here the Shem U'Shmuel in Parshas Ba'al Yisro, Tafresh and Gimel speaks about it. With the Agdamo that's brought down in our Sefer, Ma'ane Yecheskel and Sefer Bamidbar. Because there really is a big Shiloh over here. What's shot that Eldo Dumeidot having a Nevuah, the Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die and Yeshua is going to Eretz Yisrael? Now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be dying? Moshe Rabbeinu L'chur is dying only when he did Chet Mei Meriva, when he hit the Sela. Yeah, there was some Nevuah, there's some remnants to it. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu earlier, Ata Tire, you'll see only now, you won't go into Eretz Yisrael. That's a remnant Baalma. But a Nevuah Mefuresh that comes that says that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Eretz Yisrael before he did the Chet, how do we understand this? Why is it there? But let's go back to what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought this all about. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's too heavy for me. The fact that Am Yisrael wants to eat meat, that's too much. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to anything wrong with Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who's the Melitz Yoshe in Am Yisrael. Talk about Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMiraglim, all the different Chatoyim that Am Yisrael did in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Melitz Yoshe. He's the advocate for Am Yisrael. Now the Am Yisrael wants a shtickle meat. Now Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's too heavy for me. But Oymek HaDavar is, Moshe Rabbeinu is Kuli Ruchni. He's 100% spiritual. Moshe Rabbeinu can deal with Am Yisrael. Their challenges is a spiritual challenge. They have a problem, for example, Chet HaEgel, they get mixed up, they made a mistake regarding the Lakus. So Moshe Rabbeinu can come and fix that. But when Am Yisrael have challenges with Gashmius, with physical attractions, that Moshe Rabbeinu can relate to. When Am Yisrael is having problems with Gashmius, so then Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's not for me. And this goes back to what we mentioned a few shurim ago with Chazal and Sefer Hazara said that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael because Moshe Rabbeinu is Pnei Chamo and the generation of Am Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael is Pnei Levono. There's a difference. There's a disconnect. Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael are not in the same level. Moshe Rabbeinu is Ruchni. Am Yisrael has Gashmius into them. And this starts over here. When Am Yisrael is asking for more meat, so then we see the disconnect between Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael. So the Shem Yishmuel says, and the Pidak, he says in a little different Mahalach, but at the same Nekudo. When Am Yisrael are asking for meat, then there is a separation between Am Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why the first Nevuah is, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Eretz Yisrael anymore. He doesn't fit this generation. He doesn't fit this nation anymore. He's too ruchni, he's too spiritual for them. Meanwhile, that's the second Nevuah. They're going to get meat. They're going to get what they aspire to, what's in their mind. Continues the Shem Yishmuel and says, this is where Goig U'mogoig comes in. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to Eretz Yisrael, and Am Yisrael is in that level, so Goig U'mogoig that belong to Bnei Yefes has no shaychus to there. Why? Because Bnei Yefes is only chitzonis, is only the outside. There's nothing pnimi, there's nothing inner spiritual thing that they have. So if Am Yisrael is connected to the spirituality of Moshe Rabbeinu, then the Bnei Yefes, Goy Gomoga, has nothing to do in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding immediately after Chanukah. And Chanukah is Yavon who comes for Yefet as well. And as I heard from Relisha Horowitz Shlita, L'chor we find a stira by Yavon. Mitzad Echod, their Choshech, their darkness. Mitzad Sheni, you can translate the Torah only to Yavonis. So what's Pshat? The idea is the Yavon that come from Yefes, they're only the Chitzoinis, they're only the external part. If you just leave it in Chitzoinis, that's Choshech, that's darkness. But if you take the Chitzoinis and connect it to the Torah, you take the outer levush and bring in it the Torah, the Ruchnius, then it's something that connects the Torah completely. Yefes represents the external layer only. So says the Shem Yishmuel, if Am Yisrael is going to Eretz Yisrael, the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu of Ruchnius, there's no place to Goy Gomagog, there's no place to Bnei Yefes. But if Moshe is not going in, so immediately going to Eretz Yisrael is the more physical, more gashmidic level, there Goy Gomagog have a place. And Efshar, that's also the Kavon of the Maharal. That you have the Shivim Skenim Kenegi, the Shivim Umois, you only need that once you don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. If you have Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't have to get the Shivim. Because there's no need for me to associate or to overcome the Umos Olam. But now the Moshe Rabbeinu is not there, the Shivim give me that power. So Yimele HaKol Miyushov, all three Nevuos are connected. It's the disconnect that Am Yisrael have from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's when they get more physical, and that's where these three Nevuos come together. These are the three opinions, what Eldod, Meidod, Misnabi, Mamachne. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.